The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino. A discussion beyond the headlines with and about newsmakers who impact our lives on AM 870, The Answer.
Coming up on this edition of Sunday Morning Newsmakers, Tom Manzo, founder of CABIA, the California Business and Industrial Alliance. Tom and his group are fighting PAGA laws that have created a cottage industry to sue businesses in California for technical violations. We'll talk with Shannon Grove, the California state Republican leader. We'll discuss the impact of the recently passed and signed AB 5 on independent contractors. Nick Dunlap is the vice president, Legislative Council, Apartment Association of Orange County. Landlords won't be able to raise rent prices by more than 5% yearly plus inflation. We'll talk about what that means. But first, we continue our series at the heart of the homeless crisis. Joining us, the CEO of Union Rescue Mission, Andy Bales. Andy, good to talk with you in studio again.
Good to see you, Larry.
Well, let's update this story. When we spoke last, there was an advance team coming to California from the Trump administration. I think it was kind of just, well, the whole thing raised a bunch of questions with the LA Times, and we're going to talk a bit about how the news media is covering the homeless crisis. But it seemed some other articles seem to have kind of an attitude of, you know, what's going on here? Why is the Trump administration coming here? Almost suggesting like they're doing it just to look good for themselves. What good can come of it? Talk right. About what you saw in the coverage and what kind of fallout has been taking place.
Well, the LA Times, they were not alone. Many of my partners, other news agencies, many local politicians, and usually spokespeople for local politicians came out and said some unfortunate, very interesting things, and I called them out for it, because here you have 15 members of the Washington, D.C. HUD was represented, the EPA was represented, the Department of Human Services was represented, Veterans Services was representative, the Department of Justice was represented, because here we have gang problems on Skid Row, gangs taking little ladies' Social Security checks. We have urine and human waste running into the ocean. And so here we have all these people who could come, experts who could come and deal with this situation in a FEMA-like, Red Cross-like, National Guard-like, national disaster-like situation, and yet we don't want to welcome them and say, please help us. And you'd think we'd be humble enough to welcome any help we could get for this natural disaster-like emergency.
But that was not the attitude. I'm looking at an LA Times piece titled, LA to Trump's Team Tour of Homeless Camps. We're on it. Show us the money.
Oh, man.
This is the arrogance of the LA Times. We're on it.
Oh,
show us the money.
That was the spokesperson for a local city council person who said it. I mean, they actually were quoting an LA spokesperson for a city councilman. And I said, how about a dose of humility and an admission that we need some help? Another spokesperson said these people were all dumb and not smart enough. This was the mayor's spokesperson. These people are all dumb and not smart enough to know what we're doing here. How in the world could you ever give that kind of feedback?
But yet we live in they call it Trump derangement syndrome. That's the basic term the conservatives have for those on the liberal side or the progressive side who think anything that comes from the Trump administration is bad and should be fought. We see it with everything from sanctuary cities to pushback on any sort of environmental regulations. I get it. You can have your political viewpoint, but isn't LA's homeless crisis a little bigger than that? Doesn't it need some real help?
And let me tell you, the 15 people who I visited with from Washington, D.C., assured me in the context of political things, we are here to help people. That is it. There was no, you know, desire to show up L.A. There was a desire to help people. And fortunately or unfortunately, I'm going to take people at their word until they prove me wrong. And if they prove me wrong, I won't be supportive of anything that comes into L.A. that doesn't help people get off the streets. And I'm reminding even local politicians to lead with shelter, to lead with places to go, and then begin to address the encampments. Even if it's one at a time, or you go into an area, provide a shelter, and then enforcement around that camp after, yeah. Or in conjunction with the cleanup, you provide shelter and then the cleanup. But I've had to not only remind national officials of this, but even our local officials like to lead with the enforcement and cleanup and then follow with the shelter after. And we need places for people to go before we move them out.
All right, let's advance the story as much as we can. At the time we are taping this, there hasn't been yet a tour from the HUD secretary. By the time this airs, there probably will have been.
Yes, there will be.
One of the advanced stories right now is talking about an old FAA facility located not in Los Angeles, but a little further out, that may be available to house the homeless. When you hear of structures that may become available that could do something and we could move people off Skid Row, are you, 100% behind it? Are there concerns? What do you think? What do you know so far?
I think that's a lot of conjecture, because if there's one in the Antelope Valley, I think that folks that are homeless in the Antelope Valley will be sent, I'd say invited there, right? I think there's another one in Hawthorne.
That's the one. It's an old FAA facility.
Yeah, it's like a five-story building. You know, that five-story building is exactly Union Rescue Mission. So if they replicate Union Rescue Mission in Hawthorne for people in South L.A., where most people on Skid Row are from South L.A., well, that is a much better place for people to go to than Skid Row. I'd like to see the folks from D.C. get behind the mayor's initiative to put up sprung structures like the one that I showed them in our back parking lot. And the mayor has plans for 27. He may have plans for as many as 88. If we had the Army Corps of Engineers come in, and we also had contractors brought in from around the country, we could get all of these up before the rains come in November. And I would think that our mayor and our city council and our county supervisors would welcome that kind of help from the federal government. That's what I'm hoping.
You're hoping. Is there a concern if you look at the attitude of those who were quoted in that article? You know, we're on it. Just show us money. You know, we've pumped a lot of money at this problem.
Yes.
Millions and millions.
I know.
People, Angelenos have voted to tax themselves out
and
the wazoo.
And they're angry that it hasn't been spent well.
So any politician who says, show me the money, it doesn't seem to be where it's at.
No.
Doesn't seem to be aware of the real problem.
We need a humble approach. I've asked everybody, let's drop the politics and let's put our first concern on those 44,000 precious souls who are dying, absolutely dying on our streets. Three people die every day on our streets.
Ten times
the number of people have died of homelessness L.A.
Let me ask you this, and I'd be totally honest. Is there, like in social services, an entrenched bureaucracy that wants to suck at the trough and get the money for its agency and its staffing and its bureaucracy rather than solve the problem?
You may be right. I'm working with a group that wants to oppose President Trump. I had to remind him today that he's President Trump, not Trump, and that they are formulating a agenda of protest rather than a cooperative spirit to receive it. And I'm working with them to try to get them to change their approach. Otherwise, they may not be able to continue to be partners of Union Rescue Mission. We've got to be humble, and we've got to accept any help that comes our way to address this. I was trying to tell you earlier, 10 times the number of people have died of homelessness in L.A. than have died in all the natural disasters and fire in California.
Yet it's not perceived the same way, is it? The problem. No. It's perceived as this isolated little problem in a 3 or 4 square mile area in downtown.
Yes.
And if you don't go there, you don't see it.
But it's sure. Everywhere in L.A. It is everywhere. Encampments are everywhere in L.A. And frankly, they're everywhere in California. When I rode from Skid Row to Sacramento on my bike, they are everywhere.
There are some streets in downtown that have old, I don't want to call them Winnebago-type trailers, you know, parked
yes.
along the side.
Yes, RVs. Yeah.
They're off their wheels. They're parked there as permanent homes. The streets are too narrow. If somebody parked on the other side, you couldn't get a fire truck through there.
No.
Yet I don't see any L.A. fire authority evicting them. This is an issue of safety.
It's become an unmanageable, ungovernable city, and we need to invite in help.
Do those people who are in those trailers somehow, because of the judge ruling, feel they have the authority to block the access of the fire department to get through in fires? I mean, because
no, I don't think so. They move them. They move them all the time. I mean,
they just move to another place,
right?
And do the same thing again.
Yeah, but they do move them. There was one guy. I got to tell you, there was one guy who was so mentally impacted. He had 8 cars that were not working. He would move all 8 cars every night by pushing them until he had a groin injury and ended up in the hospital. That's what happens when you leave people for so long. I got chewed up on social media because I said 100% of the people on the street who've been left on the street, specifically Skid Row, are mentally impacted or on drugs or both. I didn't say 100% mentally ill. I didn't say 100% on drugs. I said 100% are impacted by homelessness. My own father, he was troubled until he died. His last week on the face of the earth, all he could talk about was his homelessness from ages 4 to 17 and how embarrassing and painful and hurtful it was. If you leave somebody on the streets for long enough, they are mentally impacted by that homelessness. I have nightmares, and it's because I work in this area. You know, I'm sure I'm troubled by what I see every day. People get shot. People are stabbed. When we leave people on the streets, we destroy them physically and mentally in every way. We can no longer leave people on the streets.
Got about 45 seconds left. Each week, I ask you to say something about the Union Rescue Mission and give the address.
So, Union Rescue Mission, URM.org. We're 545 South San Pedro. As some advanced team left today, they said this is quite an operation. This is not like the missions that we usually visit, and they meant that in a very positive way.
And when we talk again, hopefully you will have met with some high administration officials, and the one sentence you will say to them is, if they get nothing else,
we need your help. This is a FEMA-like, Red Cross-like, national disaster-like urgent need.
Andy Bales, Union Rescue Mission CEO, thank you so much.
AM 870, The Answer. 3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.